Hey, I'm Chris Cooper. I took a 200-word blog and built a $25 million mentorship company from it. It wasn't easy, and I had to learn some huge and expensive lessons along the way. But now I'm sharing those lessons with other business coaches and mentors and high-level entrepreneurs in this podcast. Want to chat with me? Go to businessisgood.com and click Join the Movement. We'll see you there. Hey, it's Coop here, and this week I've been surrounded by people and businesses who limit their business by trying to do too many things. This is the Business is Good podcast. I'm your host, Chris Cooper. And if you want to chat about this, just go to businessisgood.com. I will help you find a coach, or I'll help you join a community of other CEOs who are probably struggling from the same problems that you are. And I'm sure staying in your lane is probably one of those problems. Here's the problem. You're a good CEO. You've had a little bit of success, and then you see a gap in the market and maybe an opportunity to solve a different problem for your clients, and you think, I need to own that. So for example, one common temptation among people who do business coaching for gyms is they want to own a website company. Actually, a lot of business coaches try to do this. Well, my clients all need websites. Why wouldn't I just own that company? Man, that's more money. And then they say, well, my clients, they also need bookkeepers. Why don't I own the bookkeeping company? My clients all need a CRM. Why don't I build a CRM company too? My clients, what else do they need? What else do they need? And they look for holes in the audience and they try to fill it themselves. The problem though, is that number one, they start watering down their core service and absolutely demolishing their reputation by building a bunch of pretty good products or a bunch of pretty good little businesses instead of one great business. The second thing is that every minute they spend working on these little businesses takes away 10 minutes from working on their big business because they're no longer focused, they're distracted, they're answering phone calls, they've got staff working in two places. And worst case, they put their staff in two positions, and now their staff is completely ineffective too. Keith Cunningham, the author of The Road Less Stupid, calls this the dumb tax. And it's why a lot of entrepreneurs limit their growth by building five things that are pretty okay instead of one that is really, really great. And they wind up with more stress and less money. Even if you've got four projects and they're all a B plus or even an A, you will not make one of those projects an A plus because your time, energy, mental bandwidth, physical limits, they will be pulled down by all these other projects. And every time you do task switching, you become 20% less efficient with your mind and your energy and your money. One of my first mentors, Dan Martell, told me that the reason that we build the second thing is that we don't have enough faith in the first thing to make us successful. In other words, we don't trust ourselves enough to say, like, this company, I am all in on that and I'm going all the way. I've had many great ideas in the past. When I was coaching gym owners full time, I saw that a lot of these gym owners didn't have good coaches, and so we needed to build a coaching certification. There were other coaching certifications out there. You know, CrossFit was doing a coaching certification. There were dozens. And I said, well, hey, you know, I could probably do this better. And so I started a coaching certification company. I had an amazing partner. But after a year, I realized that even the minimal time I was putting into that company was distracting me from building my big company, Two Brain Business, even more. And it wasn't, you know, the hour or two on Zoom calls. It was the mental space that I was giving up and dedicating to anything other than Two Brain Business. And so, of course, what happened? Well, I sold my shares in that company. I put all my energy back in Two Brain Business, and boom, Two Brain started to grow way faster. And of course, I made that same mistake over and over. In fact, it's still my Achilles heel. Another reason that we do it as entrepreneurs is that we don't trust ourselves to remember these good ideas. We think like, oh man, if I don't do that right now, I'm gonna lose the initiative. I'm gonna lose the opportunity. I'm just gonna forget. And so I'm gonna give you an answer for that in a moment here. The real reason that most of us jump on these opportunities quickly is we think somebody else will scoop us, right? They'll solve the puzzle while I'm waiting to solve the puzzle, even though I already know the answer. Or, man, if I don't start a licensing company right now, somebody else is going to beat me to it. But who cares if they do? Let them go first. Let them make the mistakes. You can always do it later and do it better and learn from their mistakes. So here are a couple of tricks to avoid wandering, getting out of your lane, watering down your service and your excellence and your brain power and your happiness by trying to chase five things at once. First, I want you to learn that you can do anything, but you can't do everything. Derek Sivers wrote this great book called Anything You Want, and the basic premise of the book is, like, you can do all these things, but you can't do them all right now. So what Derek suggests is starting a later list. You have a great idea. Okay, I've got this gym. Man, my customers, they always come in with coffee. I should open up a coffee shop. Okay, let's put that on your later list. Let's focus on growing your gym. And your later list is something that we're going to revisit in 3 months. Okay, we'll write it down. We'll get it out of your head. You don't have to think about it. 3 months from now, don't worry. We will look at this later list and ask yourself, are you still passionate about this idea? And we might wait another 3 months. We might decide the time is not right, but that's okay. Smart entrepreneurs are not time bound. You're not going to get dumb. You're not going to get less good at entrepreneurship 3 months from now. Let's just wait, okay? Let's not say never. Let's put it on the later list, all right? The next thing that you can do is find a partner. So one thing that kind of keeps me from varying and chasing all these opportunities and ideas that I have is quickly finding a partner who's already doing it and then making a deal with them. So for example, if I wanted to start an accounting company, the smartest thing that I could do is find a great accounting company and just work a partnership deal. If I want to mentor them, go visit them, have them for coffee, I can do that, but I don't need to own it to be successful. I just need to have access to it. This is a discipline, by the way. It takes practice to realize you don't need to own everything. Even if you want to solve other problems for your clients, one of the best things you can do is just find a great partner. Now, the third thing, and this is probably the best advice that I can give you, is to have people around you who keep you focused on building the best whatever your business is, instead of trying to build five things that are all pretty okay. I was talking to my CMO, John, about this yesterday, and I said, you know, I am so lucky to have you, the CMO, Amber, the COO, and Mike, the Chief Intelligence Officer at TwoBrain, because every time I come up with a new idea, which is like weekly, you guys will say, no, don't do that, or let's give it 3 months, or, you know, here's why this isn't gonna work. It's tough sometimes for the CEO to hear that feedback, but the reality is that over the years, long-term, while it's frustrating short-term, long-term, it's kept me on track and building TwoBrain and making TwoBrain more excellent. And that's why TwoBrain continues to grow and just serve more people. I have these people who hold me accountable. And I thanked John for that yesterday, sincerely. And he said, here's the problem. Most CEOs will not respond the right way to that. So maybe somewhere in the past, they've had somebody who was like, whoa, whoa, stay in your lane. We've got this product. Let's keep building this product. Don't go down the road chasing some new thing, getting distracted, and take your eye off growing this thing. Maybe they had that person and the CEO didn't listen or fired them or got frustrated at hearing no. You don't want to hear no from your team all the time, right? They have to be skilled at this too. But you as the CEO need to build the skill of putting the blinders on. And if you don't have that skill, like I don't, you need to surround yourself with people who can act as those blinders for you, keep you focused forward, and not limit your growth. I know you think you're going to build three $10 million companies at the same time. I'm not, and I've never met a good entrepreneur who has done it. What usually winds up happening is instead of building one $10 million company, you wind up with three or four companies that are doing about $250,000 each. You don't stay on the rails long enough to gain any momentum or any compounding benefit, and you just jump from train to train to train and never really get anywhere. I hope this helps. This is Business is Good, and I'm Chris Cooper. Thanks for listening to Business is Good. If you'd like to chat about this episode or the blog post or podcast that I put on the Business is Good site, just go to businessisgood.com and click Join the Movement. We'll see you there.